At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Ravens blew a 40-25 lead in the last four-plus minutes of the game last night. They lose 41-40. Jonas Schaefer was there covering it for the Baltimore Banner, and he was just at John Harbaugh's presser. I think he was just at John Harbaugh's presser. I'm giving him a lot of credit. But we go to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our friend, the IA Hall of Famer, Jonas Schaefer, joins us now. And, Jonas, thank you, as always, for your time. So you've had time to think about this. What stood out most for you during this collapse last night?
Just that so much of what the Ravens have kind of puffed their chest out about and emphasized during the summer and during the offseason that they would be the masters of the small things or ultimately the things that tripped them up. You know, there was the talk pregame about the Ravens claw, the Ravens clutch or whatever for not letting go of the ball. And it's Derrick Henry, of all people, who gets the ball knocked loose. You have a missed extra point. You have a misplay of a perfect punt that leads to a touchback. You have just so many small things that at the moment you were kind of like, you know, it doesn't really matter right now because the Ravens are rolling or they're up 14 points or they're up a touchdown and they have the ball. Is this really going to come back and bite them in the you know what? And it ended up doing that in the most spectacular way possible. And if, you know, obviously this is a long season, they're going to get better at certain things. They might stagnate at other things. But just the fact that this was such a focus and such a top line part in their PR blitz about what is going to be different about this season, for it all to be as spectacularly, for this flop as spectacularly as it did, was just pretty eye-opening and left you kind of questioning what exactly this team's season is going to be like this if the, you know, objectives that they've attacked with such intentionality were just completely well below par. You know, what does that mean for the rest of the season if everything that they have targeted with just this laser-like focus are already so lacking relative to, you know, at least they're maybe top tier in the AFC.
Well, Jonas, sticking defensively, we thought it would be different. Zach Orr, year two as defensive coordinator, you added a lot to the secondary. They figured things out after 10 horrific games to start last year. And then Josh Allen almost throws for 400 yards last night, throwing for 259 in the fourth quarter alone. Is this a blip for this defense, or is this a sign of things to come?
I think it's probably somewhere in between. I think you expect Jair Alexander to get more comfortable. I think you expect Malachi Starks to get more comfortable. And I haven't really had a chance to look at any of the film yet, just with all the traveling and everything. So I'm curious to see how the two linebackers did. It looks like, Buchanan and Simpson both graded out pretty solidly on PFF. So I'm excited to go check that out. There really is only one Josh Allen out there. And, if the Ravens face the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes doesn't have Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice, then it's hard to see him passing for 400 yards like Josh Allen did. I mean, for most of last night, it looked like he was on track for anywhere from 250 to 300, which is still not great for a pass defense that, even Chuck Pagano was saying was the most talented that he's ever coached in his two decades in the NFL. So it's just a very, very disappointing thing if you're Chuck Orr, if you're Pagano, if you're Harbaugh, that it was this bad this early after what seemed like a pretty promising camp and preseason. Like the second stringers were locked in, the first stringers were given this offense that was so explosive last night, a lot of trouble in camp, and maybe Josh Allen's their kryptonite, but I don't know. They were much better against him last year with a less talented secondary than they were last night. And again, it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense what happened last night.
What do we make of the offensive part of this? They roll up 40 points. At that point in time, they're averaging 9 yards per play. You give Zay Flowers a two-way go, and there's nobody on that football field who can stay within a country mile of him. Crossers all day long. Right? We're not even throwing to the tight ends, and it doesn't matter because they're exploiting this team all over the place. And then it seemed to me they put their own blinders on. They put through a uber conservative approach, they almost tied a hand behind their back. And I feel like they do this quite frequently. Like, they're not the primary culprit. And I don't mean to belittle an offense that rolled up 40 points on the road against a team that people think can go to the Super Bowl, but it just, I can't get my head around why they take their foot off the gas the way they do from a just intent and play calling and just ethos standpoint.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look in and see at what went wrong. Obviously, they finished averaging, close to 8 or 9 yards per play total, and that was with them averaging, I think, 2.5 yards per play on those final three drives where they went absolutely nowhere. Obviously, they... it's always a little bit surprising to see the kind of read option play with Zay Flowers not work with any level of success. When you think of the kind of counter bash, that's a deep pull for the people who have familiarity with the flex zone and the offense. That was such a staple of the, Greg Roman, Lamar Jackson option days. And to see that with the, Zay as the guy heading into the flat, not work with any level of success was pretty surprising. It's a lot of this is a black box. You don't know if Lamar's changing the play call at the line of scrimmage. You don't know what is being read out. You don't know what are, as you said, like the two-way goes or the not two-way goes for certain guys, certain reads. That's another thing I just want to go back and see. And then it also comes down to, can your offense win in the trenches? And the Ravens were not able to push the line of scrimmage. They weren't able to reestablish where those chains were going on those final couple drives. And it seemed all the more shocking because of just how effective they were early on at creating explosive plays for Lamar or for Derrick Henry. Certainly you could say you would have wanted Lamar to have the ball in his hands on, one more of those option concepts at some point in those final drives, just because of how often he'd exploited Bosa or Rousseau or whoever it was coming off the edge. But it's just another one of those things that is just kind of tough to put your finger on for why it backfired the way that it did.
Right, and I guess even more to the point, specifically the final, what turned out to be their final possession, not a single ball traveled even to the sticks, let alone past the sticks. You know what I mean? On that entire drive, we only took three cracks at that defense that we've kicked their ass all day. And they came into the season wounded, and now they're winded, right? We're not going to let our $50 million quarterback try to throw the ball downfield at all when he's been doing it to a perfect rating pretty much all day. Like, I guess that's sort of what and we're going to punt, which to me was waving the white flag, and we're going to punt rather than put it in Lamar's hands. Cramps or not?
Yeah, cramps or not. I was talking with my colleague Kyle Goon about that, and I wonder how much we'd be talking about cramps right now if Lamar hadn't brought it up voluntarily in the press conference. I mean, maybe that was something that was obvious to you guys on TV that he wasn't walking or moving totally fine.
He looked a little off, but yeah.
Okay. I mean, because like when we talked to John about when John was asked about the 4th-and-3 call, he did not at any point mention the Lamar of it all. He brought it up today in hindsight, saying like, "Oh, it was clear that Lamar wasn't completely right coming off the field, and that went into my decision to punt the ball." But it was a weird bit of a twist to the narrative. Like, why would you bring up your own physical limitations if it wasn't clear to anyone else? At least from my vantage point in the box, that something was a mess.
Talking to Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. What about the pass rush component of this? How much of what you saw last night do you think is the Bills and Josh Allen, or how much of this is more of the same? I know they were second in the league in sacks, but we spent a lot of the offseason talking with you, Jonas, about the lack of pass rush win rate, et cetera. What about that part of this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I expected them to not be super bold in how they went after their pass rush approach. I did think we would see, that quintessential cage rush, which Chuck Smith has talked about and has pointed to as a reason for some of the Ravens' lower pass rush win rates, which is a little bit of a red herring or whatever the terminology is, because other teams do that against the Ravens. Teams do that period because of how many mobile quarterbacks there are in the league. So it was disappointing that that there was all this talk during the summer about how Odafe had gotten stronger and how Tavius Robinson had gotten stronger. And these were the kind of guys that you wouldn't need to win with speed, turning and burning off the edge to be able to win in the way that, like, Micah Parsons is able to, or Jared Verse is able to. But then for the Ravens' deficiencies there to be compounded by the fact that even when they were cage rushing, they still were giving Josh Allen these escape alleys to turn 2.5-second dropbacks into 4-second dropbacks. And that's what's leading to so much air between the Ravens DBs and the Bills receivers, probably even more of a red flag. So I guess we'll get a better sense for what this pass rush's potential truly is on Sunday. I don't know how Cleveland's O-line did yesterday against the Bengals, but obviously it's a far more of a sitting duck there with Joe Flacco. The pedigree on that line is pretty good, even though it's been a very, very mangled by injury type of unit. But if we're kind of still saying the same thing after week two that we were after week one, that we were after so many games last year, then you do kind of wonder just whether this group has enough, bona fide dogs up front to get the kind of game changing plays that you need to break through in the postseason.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, thank you, as always, for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we did allude to the fact John Harbaugh met with the media earlier today. What did he have to say after he watched the tape of last night's, collapse against the Buffalo Bills? We'll hear some of it next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here on The Fan. Ravens lose last night 41-40. John Harbaugh met with the media earlier today, and here's John talking about his defense.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the biggest issue. I mean, we understand Josh Allen. We've played him quite a few times. We had a little more success here at our place last year. The last two times there, not quite as much. But, you know, we had a plan, and we just didn't get it done. We weren't able to execute. We couldn't keep him in the pocket. That was a big part of the plan, would be to keep him in the pocket. We weren't able to do that. That's probably the number one disappointment for me. You know, I think when you let him extend plays like that, you know, he'll run for yards, but he'll also find receivers downfield, and they do a good job of getting open. And it's just hard to extend that coverage long enough with his arm strength and accuracy on the move. So that's the number one thing.
The Ravens had a combo platter of crap last night with their pass rush because, A, they didn't get home because it looked like they were trying to contain him, but they didn't contain him. So he was able to beat them with both his legs and his arm.
Look, he's special. He's going to do some things. He's, despite how huge he is, he's slithery and slippery, and he has become incredibly adroit at stepping up into the pocket, which will destroy most defenses. But then somebody needs to make a play on the back end because these were low percentage passes he was making. He had to play hero ball basically the entire second half. And there were only two passes defensed in that entire game, and they were both Kyle Hamilton. Like, it can't – that part of it can't happen. You get a team in a position where you know they're going to have to do nothing but throw the ball. He drops back over 50 times. You're supposed to be this, you know, elite defense with first-round picks – all over the place on the back end. Nobody's making a play on the ball. And I don't think we've talked enough about this, and we will from here on out in the second half of the show. But them putting Jaire Alexander on that football field was shameful. It was shameful. He had no business being there. He wasn't up for it. He didn't look in game shape. He didn't look like he understood the assignment. The underthrown, I mean, an underthrown ball looking for a PI, and he's supposed to be your big offseason acquisition. He's a veteran. He's supposed to be a high IQ guy.
Tackled him.
From that point on, it was ridiculous. I mean, he only played 5 snaps in the first half. The defense was pretty solid. He plays 24 in the second half, and he's an abject failure. Their EPAs are twice as worse across the board with him on the field than without it. He gives up 3 20-yard pass plays, plus the PI, plus when it's time to let a guy score, he tackles. Now he wants to tackle. How he could have looked good in warmups. Like, I don't know what was behind that, whether it's the personnel department who really, really, because we didn't do anything in the offseason. They told you, we don't have to do anything. Our roster's so great. We don't have to do anything outside the building, right? Because we're great. I don't know if they really wanted him to play or he just talked his way into it. But a guy gets hurt as soon as he gets here who's always hurt. He has no summer in your program whatsoever. He has one real practice, and then you decide to put him out there in that environment. Well, hate to say I told you so, but I begged you in real time not to do it.
Yeah, I brought it up during TMI. It's a guy that didn't look like he was in game shape. And look, a lot of these guys aren't because it's the first actual game. But
he's never practiced here.
Exactly. You're missing a month. And especially the fact that you didn't play him all that much in the first half, and then you're kind of forcing the issue in the second half, where after that PI on the fourth down play,
sit just, down.
Yeah, just, hey, we'll see you next week against Cleveland.
More from John Harbaugh speaking today. But wait, Ben, let's go to cut four. Harbaugh asked about all the Ravens' blown leads.
There's all those scenarios. If you look back at all those games, you know, there's been a lot of – every game we've had, there's been a fourth quarter and there's been a scenario. There's been games where we've been in the Bills' shoes. You know, there's been a new number of games where we've come back from two scores down and we've won, you know, and how do you do that? How do you make that happen? There's been times where we've been two scores up and we've won. You know, we've gotten the first down. We've done that. We've been one score down and we've popped a run and gone down and kicked a field goal, whether it's in overtime or at the end of the game, or we've gotten a stop, you know, that we had to get. But, and maybe part of it's the fact that we've been ahead a lot. You know, we've won a lot of games. So we've had a lot of, and we've had a lot of two score leads. So we've kept a lot of those, but I think we've lost six of them, if I'm not mistaken. That's too many. I don't care how many two score leads you have. And I do believe that we need to be really thoughtful of, you know, how we decide that we're going to approach those situations going forward. You know, let's give it some thought. Let's give some thought to our play calling. Let's give some thought to our defensive play calling. Let's give some thought to our mindset, like how we're going to talk to one another. You know, we're two scores up, you know. We're trying to keep a lead against Josh Allen or any of these great quarterbacks in this league. You know, what's our mindset on defense? How are we going to approach this? How are we going to talk to one another on the sideline, you know, try to find a way to get the win? It becomes kind of a situation, a game scenario that we need to be really intentional about going forward.
Couple of things. Number one, kudos to John. There are always fourth quarters in football games, so he is right there.
Although with some of this weather, you kind of wonder. Some of these delays, you wonder if we're going to get around to it.
And this stat, courtesy of Mike Sando, who we had on the show a few weeks back, record when leading by 9-16 points in the fourth quarter since 2022. The Ravens are 25-6 in those games. No other team in football has lost more than two. So that's the six he was referencing in that cut.
This has been going on for years, and the fact that we're talking about it week one and we're talking about being more focused and being more intentional, you just had 6 months to prepare for this game. And if this is the best you can do then, brother, we got this hole might be too big for you to dig out of. Like, you brought in Pagano, who's supposed to prop up the D coordinator, who probably wasn't ready to be a D coordinator. Denard Wilson sure was. We made that switch. Like last year, in the middle of the season, our guys aren't getting along. The players think that these secondary coaches aren't any good because they're not, and they're getting miscommunication, and they're getting multiple messages, and they're calling their buddies around the league saying, we're effed here. So what do? You ship out a bunch of players. Like, this is why you don't win Super Bowls. You concede potential home field advantage in the playoffs in week one when all you had to do is find a way to get one more stop or four more yards. But yet, it's totally on brand that you didn't. It's on him. It's on all of them. It's on Steve. It's on Eric. But this time of year, day-to-day management of the team and speaking 4 days a week and being the head coach on the sidelines. I mean, Harbs, rip your headset off and go grab somebody and be like, Lamar, we are playing this to win. We are putting it on your shoulders. 40's not enough. I don't see that. I mean, we don't get every single shot. But like, you know, Sirianni's got his Dom to hold him back. Maybe Harbs needs a fire you up guy. Maybe they need to bring somebody in who literally bangs people on the shoulder pads and says, you know what I mean? And we get shots of the guy then going up to the box and shaking Monk. Monk, I know we're getting 9 yards of play. I know we've got 40 points in three quarters. I know they haven't stopped us all day. Please keep going.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to take your calls, 410-583-1057. But coming up next, Ravens lose 41-40. Our defensive observation six-pack.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next here on The Fan. Monday after a game, you get not one but two six-packs. We did our offensive observations earlier. It's time now for the six-pack of defensive observations. By the way, six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com. Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I thought about giving some kudos to Kyle Hamilton here at six because he was the only guy on the field that actually played decent. But screw that. They gave up 41 points. There are no positives in this for me. My six is it was a rough night for Roquan Smith. He was chasing a lot, had that horrible missed tackle against Cook. This was after an offseason of talking about how he had to be better. He was not better. That's my six.
Look, I do have one quasi-positive here. It is the first game, and we know veterans don't play in the preseason, and so it was a tough ramp up for everyone, and they're on the field for 80 snaps, which is a lot. I really liked what I saw, the pairing of Matabike and Jones through three quarters of that game. Yeah. There was internal push. They were playing off each other. Matabike got five or six pressures. I think there were a couple holding calls that definitely could have gone their way. And I just Josh Allen again didn't run until he had to run. So I thought those two were having a really nice night until everything fell apart. And again, I'm going to talk more about the pass rush later. But if Van Noy is going to be your supplemental interior pass rush guy, then your roster's not as good as you think it is.
Number five.
I'm putting the special teams miscues here because a lot of them featured players on the defensive side of the ball. You've got to down that ball, if not at the 1 yard line, somewhere inside the five, completely change the complexion of that drive. How are we getting caught with 12 guys on the field? I know it got negated because the 2-point conversion that they took after you had 12 on the field and they decided to go for two, wasn't converted because the receiver ran out of bounds before he caught the ball. But what's going on there? What's up with your return units? You had 6 months to get better at it. How are they breaking off long returns to start the game? How do we have a scramble drill for your kid kicker at the end of the first half? You decided that three undrafted or four, however many it was, made the team, and you're getting rid of some core special teams guys instead of it. You're damn lucky that that one punt hit the Bills player on the knee. Like, what was that scramble drill? What was that in a game of this magnitude where 80 points are going to be scored and one's going to decide the game? Like, what's up with all that? And a lot of those were defensive players.
My five is another game with no turnovers, though I think progress is being made. They had three almost interceptions. You had the Malachi Starks early. You had Awuzie who tried to sell it, and Kyle Hamilton. So maybe we're closing in on some turnovers. They had some almost interceptions.
Number four.
How the hell do you let them get a field goal at the end of the first half? That's inexcusable. First of all,
low IQ football.
Yeah. First and foremost, the Ravens botched the whole field goal at the end of the first half. Like, take those other couple seconds out, and it's probably moot. But alas, they let them complete two passes, including one that let the receiver get out of bounds when you're supposed to be guarding the sideline. And the Bills got 3 points at the end of the half in a game that the Ravens lost by one.
My four is, you're paying a middle linebacker $20 million a year. He can't guard anybody in the passing game whatsoever. They started out doing what I thought they would do, throwing to the tight ends. They did that. I think it was, what, 5 of 5 targets to catches, 60-some yards and a touchdown early. This guy's on the field for 80 plays. Tell me one time that he caught your eye. Tell me one time you're like, oh, a special play for Roquan Smith. Like, in your notes, how many times were you putting a star or a check or whatever you do, a plus sign? Like, what's going on here, man? Force multiplier my ass.
Wow. I'm with Jason. Roquan, he's got to be higher because with this defense, we were talking about the spine. They have to get back to their 2023. Madubuike was a good start with him. Kyle Hamilton, a good start with him. Roquan Smith, come on, dude. I mean, 4 of 5 for 80 yards when targeting him as the nearest defender. He had a bad missed tackle on that James Cook play that almost went to the house, 50-plus yards. He's got to be better.
It's a six-pack of defensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Number three is, what was the plan with Josh Allen? Sometimes it looked like they were trying to not come all out but contain, yet they never contained. In the second half, it just seemed like there was no plan, which is the one of the more frustrating parts of watching that game last night.
Three is, Jair Alexander was terrible, but they're to blame for all of it. One practice does not an offseason make. I said for 2 weeks, for literally 2 weeks, every day on this show at one point in time, often more than one, I said, if they play Jair Alexander, boy, that would be really stupid. Like, they're not that dumb. Like, come on, this guy's had nothing here. He's been out more than he was hurt. He got hurt as soon as he got here. Like, I know, he's the prisoner and he's begging to play. And I know Lamar's his buddy. And I'm sure the front office really wants him to play because they didn't do anything else to help the defense. But you can't play him in this game. And guess what? Buffalo saw what I saw, which was a guy who shouldn't have been out there. And in a game this close, to play him, hide him in the first half and get away with it, and then decide, well, let's play him 24 snaps in the second half and see what happens. Ravens total defensive EPA with Jair Alexander on the field, -15.3. Without him, -8.3. Pass throwing EPA with Jair Alexander on the field, -18. Without him, -4. Scramble EPA with him on the field, -2.1. Without him, -0.8. There were 6 plays of 20 yards in that game. He was responsible for 3 of them, and that's not including the pass interference, and it's not including the stupid tackle at the end when he should have let the guy score. That is a failure on them as a coaching staff and a football operation staff, and damn if they didn't pay the price for it. He was terrible, but to get to my number two, the rest of the secondary wasn't much better.
Number two.
Quarterback drops back 50 times, throws the ball upwards of 50 times, and the only guy who gets his hands on a football in pass defense all game is Kyle Hamilton, and he does it twice. We're not looking at pass breakups. We're not looking at balls being swatted away. These were low percentage hero ball, tough passes, and no one could intervene to break it up. I all these first round picks. Who again? I say it. Said it before. Say it again. Show me the playmakers. Show me the playmakers.
I got one.
I didn't see him.
Just Kyle Hamilton. He's the only guy that you can classify as a playmaker. No, I was
Marlon
supposed to go
was last year.
Yeah, last year was. I was supposed to go first there, but that's okay. Pass rush.
Because you went first on third down.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Pass rush, 0-0. One sack, three quarterback hits the entire game. And in the second half of that game, they let Josh Allen do whatever the hell he wanted.
Number one.
So we'll go back to me?
Yeah, you're one. You go first.
There are pass rushers short of being anything close to who they thought they were, or hoped they were, or sold you they were. If they'd rather pay $20 million on a tackling, occasionally linebacker, than an edge, then you're going to keep watching these kind of failures happen. 33 plays in the fourth quarter, 8 yards per play allowed. I mean, 264 yards of passing, 14 first downs they allowed in the fourth quarter, 22 points. Josh Allen himself running and passing accounted for 270 yards in one quarter and 3 touchdowns. And it took you 3 seconds per pressure, and you got a 27% pressure rate in the fourth quarter knowing he was doing nothing but dropping back. You got a problem. It's the same problem you've always had. I would get Clowney in here tomorrow, but here's the thing. You're already playing from behind again. Why can't you see what the rest of the world sees? Part of the reason you suck in the fourth quarter and part of the reason you soil your pants in the playoffs is you don't have dudes who can get home. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. I want to hear season-long sack totals when we see 3 of them came against this scrub here and 4 of them came against that scrub there. Don't play that game. You're short, and you should know you're short. And you should have known you were short in January, February, March, April, May, June, July. I could go on.
My one is the secondary. We were told it was the greatest unit in all of football coming into this season, and it's just one game, but they sucked last night. They couldn't get him off the field. When you knew that Josh Allen was going to have to play, as Jason put it, hero ball and throw the ball down the field, where were the stops? Where was the one time you get one stop, you win the football game? Jaire Alexander was a disaster. I saw the back of his jersey a whole lot. That was fun. This was a failure last night.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
And the pass rush, or lack thereof, just stood out the whole night. And it kind of goes with your 3-2, Ken. I mean, Josh Allen, he was getting outside the pocket. He was doing whatever the heck he wanted to do. And the secondary was really, really bad. Don't get me wrong. But you're going to face good offensive lines in the playoffs. You can say, okay, Buffalo's got a good line. Well, you're going to face them in January. If you can't get home, you're going to have those.
Well, you're
going
to have to blitz. 19% blitz rate in the fourth quarter. 27% pressure rate. But yeah, tell me. Look, Oway stumbles into 8 sacks at the end of the year. Tell me how great he is again.
Could be 10.
Yeah, that's great. They're dumb about a lot of stuff. They ain't dumb enough to pay him.
Coming up next, time for the people. 410-583-1057. Who do you blame for the disaster in Buffalo last night? We take your calls next here on The Fan. Programming note, we're going to take calls again at 515 at 410-583-1057. Because we killed the clock last time with the 6-pack because we were kind of heated about the defense. But 410-583-1057, let's hear from the people. Get started with Andy and Dundalk. Andy, you're on The Fan.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, hanging in there, buddy. Thank you.
Your number 17 for, you know, how many times I talked to your screener probably 2 or 3 years ago. I think it was when the Ravens, the first 5 games, the year that they played Oakland Raiders and lost the 14-point lead the second half, the first 5 games they lost that season, they were winning all 5 of those games by double digits in the second half. They've lost 27 games. They were winning in the first and the second half by double digits now. John Harbaugh's number 6 is way off. And these fourth quarter stats, anytime you watch a primetime game and the Ravens are ahead by double digits in the second half, the announcers are like, hold up, not so quick, because the Ravens are notorious for losing these leads. and everybody wants to blame the offensive coordinators and the defensive coordinators. Who hires those guys, and who is it that is supposed to be in charge of what's going on? Right down to 2 years ago when we ran the ball six times against the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. Harbaugh's not a good coach. You guys are and I are on different sides. Good coaches don't lose double-digit leads in the second half. And by comparison, Brian Billick, in 9 years with the Ravens, never lost a double-digit lead in the second half once. And 2 years ago, Sean McVay, who at the time was coach of the Rams for 9 years, lost his very first game. They weren't bringing up the Ravens, but it was the first time they had ever lost a game that his Rams were winning by double digits in the second half. By comparison standpoint, Harbaugh is a horrible coach.
Appreciate the call. I just want to point out just the numbers we got. Mike Sando gave us the 25-6 number. That's when the Ravens are leading by 9 to 16 points in the fourth quarter since 2022. And Josh, I think it's Josh Dubow from AP, who's been covering the NFL forever, had the number of 17 double-digit leads, which is the most by any coach since 1991. So those are the research stats. Let's go back out to the phone lines. And Ron's at Owings Mills.
I'll just say this, too, about Billick had a historically significant defense, and Billick was supposed to be an offensive coach.
Correct.
Whose offense has always sucked.
That's true. He said, trust
except
me. And he got
most
Scott,
of, well, pretty Scott, much always sucked.
Yeah, they did always suck, except for 15 games of Steve McNair. Ron, you're on the fan.
Dr. Weinman.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Dr. Lockenfor, I'm good. Dr. Barbalace, look, when Mark Turgeon was going through the 10 years, there was a point there where I know this is crazy to what I'm about to say, Ken, but I actually felt it was my responsibility to root against the Terps just because I couldn't take it anymore.
I know that feeling.
I'm at the point now where I don't know what I want anymore because I'm watching the same game. No killer instinct. They can't finish. They can't finish halves. They can't finish games. They can't play from behind. Usually they can't play from ahead. The clock management's atrocious. They're undisciplined. I didn't want John Harbaugh extended. I was done. Sure, Lee Evans and Billy Cundiff get the blame, but when Bolden fumbled the ball out of bounds, I had a timeout there, Ken. I wanted to settle them down. I would have had two Super Bowl championships. But the bottom line is I don't know how to fix it. I think the only way to fix it is after this season, Bisciotti will finally understand that this needed to be done a long time ago. All I'm saying to you is last night was an embarrassment. But I'm actually not upset that because now people are the numbers are coming out and people get to see what I've been saying for the past decade. But I love you guys.
No, thank you. Look, he's on the clock. I have changed my tune. I am no longer defending this to start a season this way. Dude, either figure it out, get better from it, or if this roster is as genius as they say it is, then let DaCosta find a guy. Or get them both out of here and start over. Yeah. Or sell the team the real problem is if we're going to go down this road, that dude ain't flying all over the place for 6 weeks interviewing people. I don't think he's up for it. And sales of football teams don't happen overnight. So that's part of the problem. I think everybody's real, real comfortable over there because as long as Steve's running the show, what the hell is he going to do? What's going to change?
Hey, we're going to take more calls coming up at 515 410 583-1057. But coming up next, Cordell Woodland, our guy. What's he think about what he saw last night and what Harbs had to say today? He joins us next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.